Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The portion of the throne speech in relation to the Ministry of Tourism Development and Transports on pages 8 to 10, and I would just highlight a few of the salient portions of our upcoming agenda. The government is committed to revitalizing the tourism industry, and we believe the best way to do that, number one, is to improve our product, and of course we have to ensure that we market Bermuda correctly and get more heads in beds. And we believe that by improving the air arrivals and having greater activity for our guests, that we can once again be a premier destination and a first-class destination, and taking our place back that we had before. In achieving this objective, one of our first initiatives is to create a product development bureau. This is a temporary body that will seek out innovative and dynamic new excursions, tours, and other activities that will originate from Bermudians. We believe that Bermudians are our number one asset, and they are the best ambassadors for Bermuda. We will be having a product development conference. This will be announced within the next few weeks. And this we're looking forward to. It's going to be very exciting. We'll be reaching out to the community. We'll be getting their ideas, how they think that we can create better product. And this will be hand in hand with the Premier's clarion call of creating more jobs, because this, in effect, will be creating more entrepreneurs. We have the support of the Bermuda Economic Development Corporation. We already have the support of local banks that's going to provide the necessary financial and commercial support for this, as well as promotional assistance. So we're very excited about that. You'll be hearing more about that in the coming weeks. As we have already announced, we will be establishing a tourism authority within 6 months. We've already identified the chairman for that authority, and he is working very hard right now to make sure that we meet that deadline. The Tourism Board continues to work extremely hard to implement the National Tourism Plan. We are also looking forward in May. As you know, this is both a tourism and a transport initiative. We are very pleased that the new Norwegian Cruise Line Breakaway, which will be the largest cruise ship to ever come to Bermuda, will be making its maiden voyage to Bermuda in May of this year. 4,000 passengers, 2,000 crew. This is a priority of this ministry to make sure that we are going to be prepared and ready for that. Meetings have taken place. We're very focused on that. As you know, we have on order 10 new buses. That's going to help alleviate the transportation issues, and we are working to make sure that our ferry fleet will be operational, and we are looking at possibly chartering a ferry to make sure that we are responsive to the transportation needs at that time. We stated in the throne speech, I just want to enlarge that we have been in talks with the taxi industry. The taxi industry has their concerns. We are very cognizant of those concerns. We are now in consultation with them, and we will be looking to the efficacy of whether or not we should make the GPS optional. That has been a position of this government, but we will consult with the industry fulsomely before we take that position. So we're very excited about this upcoming year. We're looking forward to the numbers being up. We're looking forward to people coming to Bermuda and having a wonderful time. And we're looking forward to a collaborative approach, the government, the community, and all the stakeholders working hard to put Bermuda back on the map as a number one destination. Thank you very much.